Hello and welcome to episode 2 of r/ niche interests. I'm really excited to talk to my two friends, my two close friends, Eugene and Felix. They are, they're pretty much the coolest people I know. Yeah, they're both very cool people, very close friends. We met at uni, and you know, we hit it off. So today we're going to talk about their niche interests. Well, it's not even that niche, but they love it. We're going to talk about DJing, because Felix is a DJ, so go listen to him on Spotify, Felix Frazier. I think I'll link it in the description of this episode, actually. So yeah, listen to him, amazing. We're going to talk about DJing, and we're going to talk about rave culture. You know, stick around to the end, and you might hear some talk about Stephen Hawking and Epstein Island. So you got that to look forward to. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you have anything that you want to say about it, you can message me on Instagram, LAILAGAUH. Questions, you want to come on the show, comments, concerns, complaints, anything. So yeah, I hope you enjoy. Welcome, Felix and Eugene, to the podcast.
Thank you, Lila.
My second guest. We're going to talk about something that kind of, you know, links all three of us, kind of, which is music. More specifically, like DJing, because that's Felix's,
his passion
move.
Project.
Yeah. You know what I just found out?
So,
literally, like, when I was waiting for you guys. You know Mitski?
Yeah.
Her dad is an ex-CIA agent, and he was involved in, like, destabilizing anti-colonial movements in Africa in, like, the 90s.
Oh.
That's fun.
Wow.
I don't know if that changes how I feel about Mitski.
About Mitski.
I assume that she's not involved in that.
Yeah, I'm pretty like, sure. I'm pretty sure, because she's half Asian, half white, and I'm guessing he's the white half.
The white one.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know, fun fact.
Yeah. It's also, like, when people's parents are shitty, should you...
Is she a Nepo baby?
She is a Nepo baby.
CIA,
like, she definitely, like...
The CIA, like, pulls some strings together.
To, like...
Some strings.
Exactly, to make it, like, trending Mitski song.
Industry plan.
Yeah. She is peak depression music.
She's, like, sad girl.
Yeah, like, sad girl vibes.
In, like, the very, like, TikTokification of, like, music.
Yeah, she's like shiny,
she
sparkly sad girl.
Lives off like viral TikTok sounds, like 30-second clips and like sped up audio.
Yeah, it makes me sad, but I'm also like, oh, who cares?
It's
like really,
it's modern society. This is what we are. You know, we can't.
I swear, the only way for like new artists to get like recognized now is like TikTok.
TikTok.
It's
like the easiest way to like find an audience now because like. The algorithms just put it on people's feeds, like you don't even need like any followers to get a bit of traction, but like I don't necessarily like what TikTok's done to the music scene, but it has helped artists get traction, but then artists also now get put in contracts where they are obliged to make TikToks, like they have to put out like 3 a day about like their upcoming album, and that's like a bit exploitative, I think.
Yeah, that's a bit shitty, but it's also I think helped like with old music to help like resurgence of sort of old stuff, like
then you
what
have
was
like
it that like the
you have like the really annoying like gatekeepy people who are like, I can't believe TikTok found this song. Calm down. I feel like, I don't know, it's kind of democratized, you know, making music, but then also at the same time I feel like when you make the music you have to make it like a part of the song that's gonna go.
Yeah, you need like 30-second clip. Like if I post my music or any DJs do on TikTok, you can only have like 2 seconds before the drop, because people only listen for about 5 seconds. So you can't like if you've got like a really nice long build up to a drop, you can't show it. So you just have to like choose the bit that like people are gonna listen to, because like they don't even stay for like 5 seconds. But I find like a lot of my music for DJing on TikTok are like a lot of smaller DJs, like, producers,
like Felix is an appropriator,
posting about their music and like say like this is on SoundCloud, no, go stream it, go download it, and it's like the easiest way to find them, like, besides like trawling SoundCloud, because like there it's just all of my feed, to be honest.
Do you think I know that like SoundCloud rap was like a really big thing like a few years ago. Do you think like TikTok's become the new SoundCloud rap base? Like, I don't know how to the way, like, I don't know, because I feel like all like small artists would always just post on SoundCloud, but like now do they post on TikTok?
Probably.
But I think they do both. Like, you still have the like DJs posting on SoundCloud.
Yeah, I think
all the DJs. I don't know about the rappers, but the fucking.
I think SoundCloud's probably fallen off in terms of like its overall usage for like for music generally, but it's still like the hub for like electronic music.
Yeah, it's like I want to see like I'm going to a gig. I want to see what like the people playing, what kind of music they play. For sure, you find them on SoundCloud.
Yeah, they're like, you find a set on there.
You find a set, and you're like, oh, do I like this?
So really good for the purpose of like copyright, because you can just put anything on there. So you can use like samples that are copyrighted.
Mm.
You can like upload remixes and stuff that you can't put on Spotify, but you can still.
It's really pushing the appropriation agenda.
He's just gonna copy a whole set.
Yeah.
Post it on SoundCloud.
Take it as my own. Me,
That's the move.
That's
okay. So speaking about DJing, when did you start DJing?
When did I start? Like May of first year. So
yeah, year and a half I remember. I
was bored writing an essay during exam season, and I looked up some decks on Argos and. I was sat in CVG, I left campus, went to go pick him up from like Tottenham Court Road, and then just like started DJing from then. But I only really got into playing like the stuff I enjoy playing now probably about a year ago, maybe around then, because before that I was only really like playing sort of like Chicago house, Detroit house, like old school stuff. But as I've sort of like got more into the scene generally, I've realized that I really like garage and jungle. So garage, jungle, speed garage, that like they're the things that I like to DJ the most.
Why is it called house?
I
Don't
know. I was thinking about it earlier, like house and garage, and then you've got like the house.
Yeah, you can play in the house. The garage is sort of more grungy, dirt have, baggy. Like,
garden.
Yeah, actually,
cottage,
sure.
Mountain. Industrial techno is sort of like play in a fucking factory, clinking machinery.
How do you like distinguish, like, because so I hear all these like all these names, right, that you just like dropped. How do you like hear the difference? Because I don't really hear any difference proper like DJ.
Okay, part of sense. Like
Felix
can give his
like music
know,
informed
yeah,
take, and then
you know
I'll give my
is normal sort of through like. What they've come from. So like I know, like I can hear speed garage is different to garage because of the drum patterns, because speed garage will have a kick drum on every beat and the drops, but speed garage is based on a two-step drum rhythm, so it's like it's like more groovy. And then like even something like you can hear, I know what dubstep it comes from a two-step as well, and it comes from like dub as in Jamaican dub music. So like I know the sounds of Jamaican dub, and I know what a two-step is, and I also know that dubstep always has like a half-time drum beat. So I guess it's just
like
the more you listen to it, like the easier it is to sort of know. But there's like a lot of blurred lines, like where like house becomes techno, like tech house, or like hard groove. And then you can have speed garage, which can also be really breaksy. Like, so.
Would you ever want to do DJing?
Actually, we were saying this yesterday. Mm. Yeah, I might do. I guess because I like the music.
Mm.
I like the sort of scene, the vibes.
I think it's just cool to be like at the thing.
Yeah, and also I get these like random, sometimes I'm like, oh, like mix ideas. I'm like, I hear a song and I'm like, oh, if I put this song over it, it would be so cool.
Yeah, you should do it.
Yeah, maybe. Oh. Also, like, hot DJ, but...
Yeah,
God. Women DJs, it's just...
They're always so hot.
Someone said it.
By virtue
of opinion.
Yeah, so...
I really liked that one that was the DJ from Barcelona.
Isabella.
Yeah, I really liked hers.
She's sort of, housey.
Yeah, housey, like, it's like housey tech.
Yeah, housey tech.
It's like... But there's lots of breaks as well. There's lots of breakbeat in there. And she played an all vinyl set when we saw her, which is really impressive. There's been like a big, not a big shift, but it's been notable that more DJs are wanting to start playing vinyl again, because I think there's an appreciation for the skill of being able to mix vinyl.
Yeah.
Because
it's such a big flex. It's like
anyone can really like learn to beat match on some CDJs. Like it's not that hard. You just have to look at the lines as they go past and make sure they're in line, and your tracks are at the same tempo. There's a real skill in mixing vinyl in that you're doing it all by ear, so you have to be a lot better at listening to the music, and like it's much easier to fuck up. Like, so your mistakes can be very obvious when you're mixing vinyl.
Also, you have like a limited number of vinyls you can bring, and if you want to like read the crowd, you know, kind of change the vibe, like it's so impressive.
You're like you're gonna put 50 one records for like an hour set or something.
Yeah. And you're like, let me choose another one. You like suddenly change your mind, and you like got to do it on the spot. It's not fucking.
So I've always had this theory about people who, well, everyone listens to music, let's be real, like about how, like there are two types of listeners. Mm-hmm. There are listeners who are like very technical, like they like the music. Mm-hmm. And then you've got like the people who listen to like the lyrics.
I remember until I was like 16, I like didn't understand why people would listen to like instrumental music that didn't have lyrics. Mm. Like I just didn't get it. Like I would listen to like some jazz and be like, this is cool, but when are they going to start singing? Or like I listen to like some like electronic music and think the same thing. So I don't know though. I think you can do both. You can be like a technical listener but enjoy the technicality that goes into creating like the overall mood of a track, I think.
Yeah, and I think it's different, like sort of instrumental versus technical listener, because I wouldn't say I know like all the technical stuff, but it's like the sounds that move me. I think it's like more what like resonates, you know, what kind of things make you feel more emotion. Is it the music or the words? And for me it's like the, and even when I was like younger, it's always been the sounds.
So I didn't really have any access to music when I was younger, because I didn't have a phone until I was like 15 or something, and like even then, you know, I had to like buy the songs off like Google Music, and like there'll be like £1 per song. So I'm
like
broke,
limited.
So.
You should have got Tubidy, man. That app was the best.
Yeah, I would, like,
ripped
pirate
off YouTube
stuff,
and you get the music video too.
YouTube to MP3, my life.
There's an ASAP Rocky song. I can't remember which one, but I always remember watching the music video with it as well. But it was bad because in lots of music videos they have like a talking part. Because they'd like change it up in the video to like break it up for like copyright and stuff. And I'd have to like sit through like this talking interview for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Because I ripped it off YouTube instead of buying it.
I used to listen to the radio. So I had the most like basic music taste until I like left home.
Anyway, so let's talk about raves.
Raves.
Yeah. Raves. You guys are rave veterans.
Are we?
I wouldn't say vets. Like,
we're ravers. We'd like it.
So
yeah.
Only been in the scene for a couple of years, but we go quite a lot.
We go quite a lot. It's my it was my London discovery. Raves. Yeah, I think that's what made me like London. It's like one of the silver linings, you know. And I was like, I fucking hate it here. I was like, no, but the raves are so good. The techno is so good. It's such a good vibe.
And then we've got quite a big rave scene in London, and there are so many venues. Like, I think specifically there are a lot of really good smaller venue raves, and like raves for like local artists, which will do like multiple different events, like multi-genre, and like some of my favorite raves aren't like the ones with like the massive light shows and all the like the lasers and everything. They're like these like tiny little grotty basements where everyone's really nice, like the mood's just right, like everyone's just there having a good time, because for me that's what makes raves. Like the music's obviously important, like I want to hear music that I like, like the DJ's somewhat like, it's cool to see one of my favorite DJs, but actually what I want is the music to be good. I don't care if it's just the DJ that I like. What makes raving like so much better than clubbing for me is the people. Like generally people are so much more respectful. They like what they check on each other to make sure they're okay. They want each other to have a good time. And I think in the last, I don't know, year or so, rave crowds have moved a bit less, that like they've become a bit more like clubby at certain venues, like especially the commercial ones, where people don't really understand like rave etiquette. But like I think it's still like a much like a really nice scene to be in.
Much better than the commercial clubs. Like honestly, and I think people like self-select into, because you can't go to a fucking rave if you don't like the music, or you can't stay for long. So you're, if you're, if you're there, you actually like the music, you're having a good time, and you just fucking like transmit that vibe. So that's what like what makes it so nice.
Like I'm not like really that into the music, but I like the atmosphere. Like everyone's just cool. Like I like seeing people enjoying the music. Like I like seeing people like who are really big fans. Getting so excited about it. I'm like, you know what, this is nice.
And it's very like liberating, because it's like very non-judgmental. You see people wearing like all sorts of crazy shit, or really normal shit, or like there's no expectation on what you're meant to wear, what you're meant to look like, and then you can just like, it's very free, you can just try things.
Like on that, with like there's like there are just like characters at raves. There's people who are like from like any background, like people, there are sometimes those are old people, but like it's sort of like everyone goes because it's like a bit of a, like an escape from reality, like it's a bit of like a place where you can sort of just like, it's cringe in it, but like forget about like your like everyday stresses for like a few hours and just like have fun. People will like aren't judging you, like you can do what you want, really, you can wear what you want.
I feel like that's why it's so like high energy, high emotion, because it's a release for a lot of people. For me it was, especially like you're here at LSC, people are like so serious about everything, it's so stressful, people are like you just go there and it's like another world, like
not gonna lie, I'm judgmental
at raves, or
well, okay.
Okay, elaborate.
No, I just find it funny watching, because let's be real, it is majority like white guys, like young white guys, and it's so funny to watch the, like specifically think about the one that we saw yesterday, because we went to like, this event thing,
and, like DJ Mag.
DJ Mag, it was very cool. We got free drinks.
Yeah, thanks for the white claws.
And
we love the boozy juice.
So there was this like white boy who, he looked quite posh. And he was just dancing so offbeat. Like he was just not on the beat at all. And I was like, come on, surely if you're like a music fanatic, you would be able to, you know, bob around on beat.
Or at least move your hand on beat. No, he was just bopping like straight.
Come on.
Doing some syncopated dancing.
Yeah, he was just kind of.
And he was behind the DJ as well. Like, come on. Bro, like, hide.
I'm the judgmental.
You're the judgmental one.
Judging people's dance moves.
Yeah. Most of the time, I don't even, like, realize what people are doing. Like, maybe someone, if I'm like dancing with someone, then yes.
Yeah.
Also, that's the cool thing. You just dance with random people and they'll dance with you, and it's like not weird.
Oh, that reminds me. So you know how, so at the DJ Mag thing, so I had to ask Eugene to take a photo for me.
Yeah.
I was like, Eugene, please.
Okay. So yeah, looks like Lila goes and she's like, yeah, Eugene, can you, we're like dancing behind the DJ and she's like, can you please take a picture of that guy's shoes? I was like, this random guy's like pretty normal looking shoes, you know, and she's like, no flash.
Yeah, no flash.
And I was like, okay, so now tell me, why did I take a picture of these ugly ass shoes?
So they're like trainers, where they're like white on the top and then black on the bottom, is that like the black bit kind of comes up where the toes are, and basically what it reminds me of is you know tabbies, they're like the hoof shoes, you're like, they're like,
with, like the split middle,
Like, they have a split in the middle, and it looks like a hoof, and they're really cool, they're like the fashion, like the TikTok New York fashion girly, I was like, that's the boy version of Tabby. That's literally the only reason why I wanted the photo. Did you hear about the Tabby stealer?
No.
Drama on TikTok? No, I think it was on Twitter, actually. And then it made its way to TikTok, obviously. So there's this girl, she lives in New York, and she tells this story. So she meets a guy off, like, Tinder or Hinge or something. So they hook up.
Yeah.
You know, they have sex, they go to bed, they wake up, they have sex again. And so, and then he, you know, gets his stuff, he sees the tabbies like on the shoe rack and he's like, oh, nice shoes, and then he leaves,
mm-hmm.
and then the shoes are gone. He took the shoes. And she's like, she's understanding me, like, what the fuck, because like they're expensive and also they're nice shoes.
Yeah.
So she's like, what the fuck? She's like messaging him, like, do you have my shoes? He's ghosts her.
Oh my god.
And then she sees a post on social media
yeah.
of his girlfriend
oh.
wearing the shoes.
Oh, what?
That was worse than I thought it would be.
He slept with a woman twice to steal the tabbies
yeah.
for his girlfriend.
But so, just the girlfriend, was the girlfriend in on it?
That's a good question. Like, I'm like, is it a joint heist? Like, is yeah, she fine with her boyfriend sleeping with other people?
I bet it was the girlfriend that plotted it all.
Just he like, got lucky if they like the same size feet.
Oh my god, yeah.
That's why I'm like, this must have been like premeditated, like he must be planning this, like finding out if they would fit her. So then she posts this, everyone's like, what the fuck, that's like psychopath behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And then so it goes viral. The guy, people manage to find the guy, obviously, you know, like stalkers.
Yeah.
You know, the detectives on. And he like responds and he's like, oh, like, I didn't steal them. I bought them for my girlfriend. Doesn't address, you know, the cheating allegations or whatever. But obviously it's bullshit. Like, they're her shoes.
Yeah.
He stole them. So eventually I think she gets them back. Like, she meets up with him and gets them back.
He gave them back.
Yeah. Amnesty.
That's even more embarrassing.
Yeah. I'm like, damn.
Imagine having to give them back. Like, yeah. after you've done all that shit.
Mm.
This fun.
Damn. Like, would you really... Like, would you want your boyfriend to sleep with a woman twice
mm-hmm.
just to get you some worn shoes? I mean, I'm saying that as if I don't, like... I get all my shoes. Like,
second hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wearing these, like...
Just get your boyfriend to buy them for you.
I reckon they did a deal where they
tell
him
to get
like,
a fucking
you
job,
can sleep
you know?
With her once if it means you get the shoes. But then the mm-hmm. second time, it was like, in the morning, it was like, ha ha ha. I'm doing this again.
No, I think he's just broke. And, like, just
yeah.
didn't tell
yeah.
I think he's probably
well,
just like,
he maybe he, like, promised
girlfriend.
Them to her.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
like...
Honestly, that if that girl didn't know, Jesus Christ.
I feel like the girl planned it.
Mm.
She's part of the
yeah.
part of the whole
if not,
scheme.
Well, if
yeah,
they're
if
still
not,
together,
if not, the guy can you know change
yeah.
his name, country, and like
yeah.
disappear from the face of the earth.
You'd assume if they're still together, she was in on it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If they're still together.
Yeah, that's
oh,
maybe
okay.
worth.
Have the
yeah.
Instagram TikTok detectives not
yeah.
not informed us here?
So I found out that the tabby thief, whose name is Josh, and his girlfriend have actually broken up because of the cheating. So make of that what you will. On to the next topic.
The first time you met, not at MUN, not at like Rosemary.
I think we, I mean, I like saw you at the trainings, I think probably.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Oh my god, I remember, you always come late with like your prep coffee.
Yeah. When did Pulse like start?
I think in like the 90s.
Really?
Yeah. It's,
oh
it's,
yeah,
it's,
I saw some picture in like the LSE with like radio.
Yeah.
Shit, they did.
Been going on for a while now.
Yeah.
And like, I've like since first year gone to like most of their events.
Yeah.
Weren't
they a bit like cliquey at first? Like the first year, cliquey. Sort of. Or maybe we were just first
year. Yeah, I think maybe I was just
like,
a bit of a scared little
yeah.
scared little fresher.
Yeah.
I did a guest mix on like for them on their radio last year.
Hmm.
And then yeah, people do like weekly shows.
Mm. I think being like a radio broadcaster would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like
it's such a chill
you
job.
Have
you
have
go there and
things
talk.
To say.
Yeah, true.
I feel
you
like
to...
it's such like a like radios are just such a cool concept to me. Like I'm so disappointed that like you know, technology is like advanced so much that we don't like need radios anymore.
Yeah.
Just, like it's just they're just so cool. Like I remember in like primary school it would have a like it would be snowing and then they'll cancel school. They would announce it like on the like local radio, like in the morning. They would like read
yeah,
off like a list
all
of
the
schools
yeah.
that are closed. Like you're just listening there. Oh, please be cancelled. Please be cancelled.
There's been like a big revival in like internet radio though, especially in like the electronic music
yeah.
scene. Like Rinse FM, Cool FM. Mm. There's all of these like even like London based stations. Like I've got a document from like a group chat that has like internet like radio stations from like across the world for like dance music listed, and there's like hundreds and hundreds on there, and like they do really cool stuff. They get like in loads of DJs playing like so many different things, and like you can listen live, but they're also recorded or, like with video as well usually. Ooh. And it's like there's a massive bank of like dance music that like exists out there.
It's like such a community thing, like everyone's listening to the same thing at the same time, like it's all live, so
yeah,
like if you miss it then you've missed it.
Yeah, yes and no for me, like because also there's you gotta eat a lot of shit on the radio, like you can't skip songs.
Yeah,
maybe it's a good thing, but sometimes I just want to listen to what I want to listen to.
Yeah, but then like, I kind of like, you know, not having the control.
True.
Sometimes.
Yeah, not having to.
Also, like I feel like if you're in a car or something, you can never find the song that you want to listen to. Like you're always skipping through. Yeah, so sometimes it's just like easier, just like
let fate take it.
Or you get to hear some new stuff which you haven't heard before, which is always nice.
Always.
Like they wouldn't have. Okay, so you know on like live TV.
Yeah.
And they do like interviews and stuff. They have like a few seconds delay. So if like they say something like messed up, they can just cut it.
Yeah.
Like they can just stop the broadcast before it like goes through. And then I wonder if they have that on like radios. Because like could you say some messed up shit on the radio? Or like would they stop it?
I imagine like a big stations have some sort of like preventative method.
Yeah. No, but I don't think they have a delay. I think they do cut it.
But how?
Like the
it's live.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh, because you cut off the sound, you put like some music.
But then you've already said it.
Yeah, you've already said it. Yeah. I think I've heard like some pretty like mistakes on the radio.
Yeah.
I think I saw something that like a radio station has like if they're like speaking and no one speaks for like too long, it like they've got a thing that will just start automatically playing a song. Like,
damn, that's stressful.
The show hosts are tired. They're like, fuck. Just sitting in silence.
Just waiting for this song to play.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's try it.
I'm kind of a hater of like pop anthem, like house parties. Like,
yeah,
I get same, that some people like
same
want everyone to be able to sing along, but like I prefer house parties with like
with good music
that like good music,
yeah,
rather than just like cheesy bangers, you know.
Yeah.
But also I feel like I prefer house parties with music you can like you want to like vibe to.
Yeah,
pop is like, also a controversial opinion. I'm gonna get hated this, but dancing to pop is so like mid.
I like dancing to pop. You know what? I'll say it. Like pop.
Okay.
I think I like pop. Right?
Depends how you define pop.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't really know. Like I like all genres of music. Like, you know, like I like pop. I think.
Yeah.
Like not the mainstream.
Not like radio.
Yeah. It looks,
top 40 hits.
Yeah.
Like, would you call, I don't know, what would you call, like, Caroline Polachek? Surely that's some form of pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hyper-pop. I do think some pop is good.
Oh, I like
good. You like hyperpop.
Yeah.
I love hyperpop.
No, I'll be real. Like, some pop sometimes is okay.
Mm. I found out, I remembered that Stephen Hawking died. Actually, no, I didn't even remember. I think I, like, saw something about him, like,
didn't he cheat on his wife? Apparently he's cheated on his wife.
Dude, okay, you know what, let me
go for it.
I don't want to say anything, but like, come on.
He did not cheat on his wife.
No, I mean, like,
I think he did, like,
how
he went about it,
yeah,
but like, yeah, so I just randomly remembered him and I was like, is he dead? And then I had to look it up and yeah, he's dead. He died like a few years ago.
Yeah, he did. Wasn't it like a big thing? I swear.
Yeah.
Did they like probably make a movie about him? Or
he also like
mid.
Go to Epstein Island more than once.
Oh.
I might just be saying some like stuff, but
like she went there or he went there.
He.
Duh.
He has
again,
kids.
This could be not true.
He has kids. How the fuck they do that?
Yeah. There's multiple kids. No, he's
science, science,
and
did
he's
you wonder?
English. She's not American.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
She's what?
Oh my god. No, it was a picture of Stephen Hawking with Jeffrey Epstein.
On Epstein Island.
On Epstein Island.
Fucking hell.
Oh. Okay.
Damn.
Okay, well, that's a great, great note to... Yeah. Great note to go into our last little thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing this thing at the end of the podcast where I do, like, a little media of the week. I saw this off a different podcast.
Yeah.
So basically you just, like, you just get to, like, say some media that you've been into, like, recently.
Okay.
Like, songs, music artists, film, book, television, anything. So, who wants to go first?
There's a DJ called Opidan. She's, I think she's Bristol-based, like, a UK garage producer. And she made an edit of Move Your Body. She finally released it as a download, I think, last week. And it's like my favorite track at the moment. Mm. Played it as my closing track in a set on Tuesday.
Dolson Dead.
It's like,
shout out.
Dolson Dead. It's like, it gets everyone moving. Everyone loves it. Like, it's like a proper banger to close a set with. Because it's like feel good vibes. It's like a trance track at the end of a techno set.
Oh, yes.
Like, it lifts the mood up, you know?
Yeah.
You know, watching anything recently? Yeah. Reading anything?
I don't read.
Consuming any media?
Yeah. Okay, music. Parcels, one of my favorite bands. They released their second live album.
Ooh.
And it's fucking great.
What type of music?
It's sort of it's very hard. It's one of those groups that mixes genres. Mm. Be like alt, like electronic, funk type. Sometimes a bit poppy, but sometimes quite like housey. It's just a mix of things. Ooh. And this thing is, they're like such good. Everyone's so good at their instrument. So they played this like whole hour and a half
sort
album.
Of like electronic
live.
Indie, right?
Yeah, it's like electronic indie.
Nice.
But they play it live like non-stop. And it just like went through it, and it's so good. Mm. And it's not like one of those groups where you're like, "Oh, like you listen to them live or and you're like, fuck, that's pretty shitty." Yeah. I think they're better live than like recorded.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I've been listening to.
I've been listening to a lot of, I don't know, like, what would you call it? Like country rock?
Mm.
Like southern rock.
Yeah.
Recently. Like, there's a band called Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Mm-hmm.
Great. They've got a song called Here Comes My Girl.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And, like, it's just, like, I don't know, you're like Neil Diamond, like Bruce Springsteen kind of vibe. But, yeah, I've been into that recently. And then I also want to talk about a book, The Jakarta Method by Vincent Bevins. Amazing book, really interesting, highly recommend. And he came out with a new book recently, which he did an event. Well, he was at like an event on like last week, and I got his signature on my new book.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to him and I told him that I was starstruck, and he was like, "Why?" And I was like, "I just think you're very cool and you're kind of an inspiration to me." But yeah, that was very cool. So recommend Jakarta Method and If We Burn by Vincent Bevins.
Yeah.
I've got one more thing.
Yeah. Okay, go.
It's music again. But it's the Joy Anonymous back-to-back Todd Edwards back-to-back salute set of Mixmag. It's like 2.5 hours. Very like funk, soul-based, garage like vibes. Like I'd call it like almost like euphoric garage. Like it's like I put it on my headphones to like walk to campus.
Yeah.
And it like before class it would like get me in a good mood. So that's the set that I'm listening to at the moment for like good vibes.
Oh, well, got a wide variety of things to check out.
Thanks.
Thank you guys for joining.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, hopefully we'll do more episodes.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
And
to the one listener out there, thank you for listening.
Yeah, see you in the next one.
Yeah, come back for the next episode
for more hot takes.
This was r/niche interests. Bye bye.